From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP's latest attempt to contain the oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico is underway as engineers are manipulating robotic submersibles to try to cut off a collapsed riser pipe with razor wire that's impregnated with diamond dust. Sounds complicated, but BP executive Robert Dudley tells NBC the operation is not as risky as the recently failed attempt to plug up the well.
This is a lower risk activity than what we were doing with the top kill. In fact, we've gone down this path because the risks are lower. The engineering, while not simple, is certainly simpler than what we were trying with the top kill.
But Dudley acknowledges there's no assurance of success for the effort to put a new dome over the wellhead from which oil can be drawn to the surface. And there's a new sense of urgency on this first day of the new hurricane season in the Atlantic. Forecasters with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say as many as 14 hurricanes are likely over the next 6 months. NOAA Administrator James Lubchenco.
We're facing a season that could rank among the more active on record.
Lubchenco says a number of the storms expected are likely to be major hurricanes. Shannon Novak in Miami reports the tourism industry along the Gulf Coast and beyond is trying, with some success so far, to keep people from staying away.
In Key West, the Lodging Association reported all hotels either sold out or close to full, many reservations coming in during the final week before the holiday weekend. In Miami Beach, it was Urban Beach Week. Tens of thousands came for the annual beach and hip-hop music party. The summer ahead has the tourism industry worried. No one knows for sure when or if the oil will reach the Florida Keys or beyond. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.
A new watchdog report is raising doubts about the Justice Department's ability to respond to an attack using weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports that investigators are mainly criticizing what they see as a lack of coordination.
The Justice Department's Inspector General faults a lack of preparation against a possible attack. For years, experts have worried about dirty bombs, chemicals, or deadly germs falling into the hands of terrorists. Investigators say the department's approach to the issue is outdated. For instance, a critical plan has not been updated since 1996, and it doesn't even address weapons of mass destruction. The White House puts the Justice Department in charge of coordinating a response, but the Inspector General says the lead agency in control has not assigned anybody to manage the process. Inspector General Glenn Fine says it's critical that the Justice Department move to address the deficiencies. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices are moving into positive territory after reports on construction spending and manufacturing indicate the U.S. economy is moving ahead into a recovery phase. The Dow Industrial is up 50 points at this hour. This is NPR News from Washington. Turkey's foreign minister is calling on the United States to take a stronger stand condemning the Israeli raid on ships trying to reach the Gaza Strip, a raid that left 9 activists dead. As he was entering a meeting with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton this morning, Ahmet Davutoğlu says he's not happy with the administration's measured response. The UN Security Council issued a statement condemning what it called acts that led to a loss of life. Iraq's Supreme Court is ratifying the results of the country's recent parliamentary elections, a move that could help resolve the political stalemate in Iraq. NPR's Susanna George in Baghdad reports a secular alliance was the biggest winner in the voting.
The certification of Iraq's parliamentary vote brings the country one step closer to the formation of a new government almost 3 months after an election that failed to produce a clear winner. However, today's announcement came with two exceptions: the certification of votes for Omar al-Karbouli of the Iraqiya list and Furat Mahzen of the Iraq National Alliance will continue to be delayed. Karbouli is involved in an ongoing legal dispute, and Mahzen is accused of being an officer in the Iraqi security forces. Under the Iraqi constitution, candidates cannot have criminal records, nor can they be in the military or police force. Susanna George, NPR News, Baghdad.
The U.S. Supreme Court says suspects must specifically tell police if they want to remain silent and invoke their so-called Miranda rights during interrogations. The justice is ruling today that suspects must say they're going to remain silent and that they want a lawyer. The case involved a suspect who remained mostly silent, but not entirely so, during a long interrogation during which he implicated himself in a murder. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.